From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has relieved General Stanley McChrystal from his command of the U.S. mission in Afghanistan. The move follows publication of a magazine profile in which the general is critical of top Obama administration officials. We get details from NPR's Don Gagne.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president said General McChrystal's comments to Rolling Stone magazine were unacceptable, that they erode the trust and loyalty necessary to carry out the war effort.
I don't make this decision based on any difference in policy with General McChrystal, as we are in full agreement about our strategy. Nor do I make this decision out of any sense of personal insult. Stan McChrystal has always shown great courtesy and carried out my orders faithfully.
But the president said McChrystal did not follow the military's strict code of conduct and that such a diversion cannot be allowed to complicate the mission in Afghanistan. General McChrystal has apologized. He's been replaced by someone who has been his superior, General David Petraeus. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
More oil is gushing into the Gulf of Mexico today after an undersea mishap. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports an underwater robot bumped BP's containment system.
In a major setback, BP removed a cap that has been funneling oil to a drilling ship. Now most of the oil leaking from the blown-out well is spewing into the Gulf again. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it was a precautionary move after officials noticed gas in a vent that carries warm water to prevent the system from clogging with ice crystals.
The problem was a remotely operated vehicle that had been around the lower marine riser package had bumped into one of those vents that allows the excess oil to come out. It actually closed it, thereby creating pressure in it and the backflow potentially up the water vent.
This is the second accident involving one of the remote-controlled deep-sea vessels. Over the past 2 days, BP's containment system had collected record amounts of oil. Admiral Allen had no timetable for when the device might be reinstalled. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Federal Reserve, as expected, opted to hold the line on short-term interest rates it controls. Wrapping up its two-day meeting in Washington today, Fed policymakers also signaled they will keep rates low for an extended period. Tony Plath is a professor of finance at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and says the Fed remains in a difficult spot.
They must not pull out economic stimulus in the form of low interest rates too quickly, or we will double dip into a second recession. At the same time, the longer they risk keeping all that liquidity in the monetary system, the more we risk heightened inflation down the road.
The Fed has kept its key short-term interest rate at between 0.25% since December of 2008. Little reaction on Wall Street today to the Fed's announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 4 points, ending the session at 10,298. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. The S&P dropped 3 points. You're listening to NPR. Officials are saying they have found an Asian carp for the first time beyond electric barriers constructed to keep the invasive species out of the Great Lakes. State and federal officials say the 3-foot-long, 20-pound carp in Lake Calumet on Chicago's south side, some 6 miles downstream of Lake Michigan, was found today. The carp is the first to be found in a Chicago waterway above the electric barrier system set up by the Army Corps of Engineers. Scientists and fishermen are worried if the carp become established in the Great Lakes, they could starve out native species. The Asian carp can grow up to 100 pounds. Federal officials want to know if any rules were violated when passengers on a Virgin Atlantic Airways flight were stranded for hours aboard a hot plane at a Connecticut airport without food or water. From member station WNPR, Lucy Nepithanchil reports.
Bad weather grounded the flight from London to Newark, New Jersey at Connecticut's Bradley International Airport Tuesday night. Bradley spokesman John Wallace says the passengers arrived in Connecticut at 8:30 p.m. and weren't able to disembark until almost 1 a.m. because the airport had to wait for customs enforcement officials.
We don't handle a lot of international flights, so the customs office is not open on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis.
A new federal rule puts a 3-hour limit on the time airlines can keep passengers waiting in domestic planes. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood recently proposed extending the limit to international flights. LaHood says the Connecticut incident reinforces his belief that passengers are entitled to fair treatment. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil in Hartford.
Crude oil futures prices ended lower today. Oil was down $1.50 a barrel to close at $76.35 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.